Welcome to the Maine Solar House Podcast. This podcast was recorded in October of 2007 on the day of the National Tour of Solar Homes. The first Saturday in October is that national tour where folks can come and see real solar homes in action, learn about their strengths, their weaknesses, talk to the owners, learn something about solar energy. And so during the tour, I interviewed several people. First, a town planner here in Maine, who is very interested in applying the lessons of renewable energy to town regulations. And don't forget the 9-year-old. He has a lot to say. So here is their opinion of the Maine Solar House.
I just think this is wonderful. One of the towns I'm working with, Damariscotta, is looking into a small wind power ordinance for residential, 100 kilowatts or less. And they haven't gotten to dealing with solar, but probably their ordinance doesn't prevent that. So there's lots of interest that I can see in here in Maine and probably elsewhere. But this is wonderful, and we're thinking of solar panels at some point, retrofitting.
The issue of orienting a house is critical, particularly in Maine, toward reducing the amount of oil or gas or whatever you use to heat the house. Are we within reach of seeing regulations that, if not require a builder to justify why they haven't oriented the house to the south?
That's an excellent question. Ordinances for quite a while have encouraged locating on lots so that sun can be accessed. I know of no requirements in ordinances yet. But that may be on the horizon. So I think we probably are looking towards that at some point.
Oh, it's fabulous. I mean, first of all, I'm absolutely struck by the beauty, the view. I mean, and I love the house itself. And I admire the effort that you made to make this happen. I mean, I've been interested in this. I'm interested in environmental issues. I'm thinking about it all the time in an election year, and you know how to make these things happen. I think it's probably the most important issue out there.
My comment today would be, how can I do this to my house? it's something certainly to think about, and unfortunately, I feel that we're way behind the times. If oil weren't such an issue, there'd be a lot of other things that maybe we could solve in this world.
I think it looks great. It looks, I don't really want to use this word, it looks more traditional than I thought it would look.
And that was our goal.
And I think you definitely did it.
Right.
And it seems like it stood the test of time.
What are your thoughts on solar power?
I think it's the wave of the future, and I'm glad that it seems like people have really become in touch with using our environment to be able to have power and be less reliant on
terrific
oil.
Well, I like the simpleness of what you've done with the hot water circulation system, the fact that when you turn the pumps off, the water just falls back down, so you don't need antifreeze. I like the way you've connected with the grid. I'm a believer in connecting back to the grid, because then, you know, if you get thousands and thousands of more people doing it in the future, you could have the homes powering the grid. And then you don't have to worry about, oh my God, it's 10:30, I can't turn on the toaster right now because there's a cloud right there and things like that. You know, you get to live a normal life with all the modern conveniences and still be doing your part to help save the environment. That's huge.
And I like this house because it's good for the environment, and if it becomes a trend, and it's gonna be a better world.
How old are you?
9.
Ooh, okay, terrific.
Can you tell them what you're gonna be when you grow up?
Yeah, what are you gonna be?
I want to be a scientist, engineer, and businessman.
That's a good combination.
One third of each.
Yeah, terrific.
And inventor.
I think what I find most impressive is the sheer simplicity of it, that we all think it's really complicated, and it's not. It's about moving water around and letting it heat up the energy from the sun. It's incredible. And I'm really glad that local people are doing these things.
My thanks to those who shared their opinions about the Maine Solar House and solar energy. The last woman said something that is very interesting. She's pleased that it's being done locally. Well, my sense is that we all need to have our own energy policy. We've waited too long for the politicians, particularly at the federal level, but also in some states, to set the standard. We have to set it in our own backyard. Again, thanks for joining us on this podcast.